Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Rebrand! Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Burch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
I hope one day you just say an indiscriminate series of noises. And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods, celebrities, or religious institutions.
Beautiful job, honey.
Thanks. I really fumbled that last word, but I'm allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, honey. We're human, so we will make mistakes.
And did you had some, were they non-rebrand related topics you wanted to discuss before we get into the rebrand?
Yeah, this could potentially be related to rebranding.
It could be related. Okay.
Remember when that guy thought my name was Fort?
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
Yeah, we got a pizza.
On the side of the box, he wrote Fort.
Yeah, he wrote Fort, which I'm kind of used to because my name is so insane that there's people don't understand what I'm saying to them.
But I just can't imagine a situation in which I think I hear someone's name and I go, they said Fort. You wouldn't clarify. You wouldn't go, hey, what's your name one more time, man? Well, is it Fort?
Surely it's not Fort.
No one's named Fort.
You must have said Mike and pronounced it weird. Usually I get Morris, which is pretty funny.
Morris?
Yeah, yeah. Because I overpronounce Mort a lot of times trying to get them to understand what I'm saying. So I'll go like, Mort.
Morris, I will give them that because that's an actual name. Whereas Fort is a structure.
Honey, I've gotten Nort. Yeah.
Nort?
Yeah, totally. Because
I guess people think maybe Norton.
Sure. I don't think they're thinking.
Is there a person named Norton?
That's a name.
No, Edward Norton. His last name is Norton. Not even his first name. Nort is also not a name.
Wasn't the Honeymooners neighbor named Norton? Norton.
His name was probably Morton.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the whole time.
Mort is a name. I will fight you on this till the day we both die, holding hands, jumping off a cliff.
I love when you graphically describe what our double suicide's going to be.
I know. That's how I keep it spicy.
That's how we keep the romance with Thelma and Louise. Like, it feels like they just wrote in the pizza box, fuck off.
Or he thought, oh, this will be a fun joke to play with my good friend Mort that I just made. He was a goofy guy.
Oh, I loved him. Evan was his name.
Evan was his name. At one point, we turned around and he was just facing the wall and his nose was inches away from it. It
seemed like the perfect coworker because all his coworkers were laughing really hard at what he was doing.
So I could see him thinking it was a whimsical thing. You have a trauma associated with your name.
Yeah, totally.
You assume there's malice in it.
But I think it would also just be funny if they just wrote on the side of the thing, like,
Fort.
Eat my shit or whatever. That's what I heard. That's what I thought you said. Just as a move, I think that's funny. I always like it when the people who are working any kind of desk, any kind of customer service
don't give
thing,
a fuck.
Yeah, I always I respect it. I mean, I don't want them to be shitty to me, but if they seem like frustrated and tired, I'm like, I get it.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I respect a grumpy employee. I respect a grumpy service person.
And if you're nice to those people, they're way not. It just happened to me going to pick up a prescription right now. Just a situation where the lady was like, yeah, I don't know when this is going to be ready, and that's the best I got. I was like, that's all right, I get it. And she was like, okay, cool. She goes, because it was a prescription counter, she was like, you're doing a lot better than the other customers, you're not screaming at us. Yeah,
because
those people deal with people trying to get their medication all day long.
That's a fuck show in both directions.
And if
fuck show, yeah, no one said that.
No, it's a real fuck circus, honey.
I like fuck circus a lot better. And it sounds whimsical and fun. Fuck circus is like, da, 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 hump, 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 hump.
Yeah, the trapeze artists are
humping. Yeah, they're fucking, I think it would take a lot of athleticism.
A lion tamer who's fucking another lion tamer, and they're both taming two lions who are fucking.
Honey, do you want to do this rebrand or what? Are you ready to rebrand?
Let's go ahead and rebrand, honey. We're kind of rebranding the word rebrand right now by calling it rebrand.
Rebrand. Okay, today's brand, ripe and ready for a shot in the arm, comes as a suggestion from me. I would like to rebrand Dwayne The Rock Johnson as a dramatic actor. And before we get into our rebrand of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I would like to talk a little bit about his brand as it stands right now. So Dwayne Douglas Johnson.
Oh.
His name is Dwayne Douglas The Rock Johnson, born May 2nd, 1972, also known by his ring name The Rock, is an American actor, professional wrestler, and businessman. He signed to WWE, where he performs on a part-time basis and is a former member of The Bloodline. What is The Bloodline?
I'm assuming that's like a wrestling.
It's a villainous
family.
Professional wrestling. I didn't know he was a villain in the WWE. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I think he bounced back and forth.
Widely regarded as one of the greatest professional wrestlers ever. He was integral to the development and success of the WWF during the Attitude Era.
You don't remember that, honey, when they had all that attitude?
I thought they always had attitude.
They do, but it really exploded in the 90s.
In that era, wow.
I think they changed the style in which they wrote those letters. It like turned kind of like a blood red, kind of a sketchy lightning font. And that's when the attitude really came in.
Mm-hmm. I see. So they rebranded.
They did.
Almost how I imagine like a Capri Sun flavor would. He wrestled for the WWF full-time for 8 years before pursuing an acting career. His films have grossed over $3.5 billion in North America and over $10.5 billion worldwide. He is a co-owner of the UFL, a member of the board of directors of TKO Group Holdings, the parent company of UFC and WWE, and co-founder of 7 Bucks Productions. So that is currently Dwayne The Rock Johnson's brand. And let's have a look at some of his most recent films. Discography. Hold the fucking phone.
Is discography?
Well, okay, there's You're Welcome, which is from Moana.
Oh, did he sing that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, really?
Maybe we should rebrand him as a singer.
How was his Moana song? Okay. Listenable.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You seem less and less confident the more I ask about it.
Well, when you're pitting me against the wall.
You're trying not to talk trash.
I mean, it's fine. It's not bad. It's not bad. Okay, so yes, of course, he's in the Fast series.
The Fasts.
Oh, yeah, Black Adam. I forgot about Black Adam.
Yeah, we all did.
We all did, and he wants us to, but we won't. Not on this podcast.
Nope.
By God.
This is a real gotcha for The Rock.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, we remember.
That's the current brand of The Rock. He's a tough boy. He's a wrestle man. Because my immediate thought would be like, well, we should change the name Dwayne, because Dwayne really does sound like a CPA.
No, I'm going to ask you if this is too on the nose. Should we just change it to Dwayne the Thespian Johnson?
That's our first move.
That's our first rebrand, right?
For sure.
My second suggestion is start showing up in more serious clothes. I'm talking tasteful turtlenecks. I'm talking ties. I'm talking the occasional bow tie. I'm talking spectacles.
If we put him in suits and ties, that is going to evoke his role in the television show Ballers.
Now, let me ask you this, honey. Is he wearing eyeglasses?
Honey, he's not.
See, that's what I'm saying. I really think the spectacles add an element of studied academia.
Uh-huh.
That is so subtle and subconscious that all of a sudden people aren't going to know why, but they're going to thinking, I guess The Rock started reading. Okay, so the first movie out of the gate, I think we got to hit him with something big, honey.
So I just want to lock in the visual for our listeners.
Yes.
Of him in a turtleneck with round glasses.
We don't want it to harken back to his infamous college photo where he's wearing a turtleneck and a chain. He has kind of a box fade.
Shit, honey,
but,
you're right.
But I don't think it will, because I think the spectacles are going to do that much work.
Or we could pivot to a knit vest.
Threatening a cardigan. Okay.
Or we throw that bad boy in a cardigan.
Thinking like kind of a nautical, kind of a woolen,
yes.
Kind of an Irish knit.
And okay. I think we mandate that he is always holding a book that does not have a cover on it. It's a hardcover book and we've taken the slip off. At a glance, you would have no idea what he's reading.
The dust jacket.
Not the slip. It's not a woman in the 1920s that we're trying to deflower.
First movie out of the gate, a machinist style thriller where he loses a dangerous amount of weight.
Honey, you want him to go bail? You want him to go full bail out the gate?
Full bail. How else are we going to know he's serious?
Because
people see, okay, Dwayne the Thespian Johnson. That's kind of funny. No, we're not fucking around. Dude loses 230 pounds to play a haunted man in a very serious thriller. Let's say...
I would argue, honey, it can't be a thriller because thrillers aren't usually Oscar winners. I think it has to be some sort of historical period piece.
Wow.
A biopic. Or a biopic, as they sometimes say. Yeah, where he's representing like a very famous tortured artist or a civil rights leader or something like this.
It's a person who needs to get sick because he needs to lose a lot of weight.
Okay, so he should probably be in a movie about a plague or a famine. Maybe something about the Black Plague.
We were talking about circuses earlier, right?
Yes.
So maybe he plays a traveling strongman in the plague era. He catches the plague. So then we, as a viewer, narratively watch him transform from this giant man into the shell of his former self. And we grow to understand, wow, I'm watching him transform from the rock to the thespian before my eyes.
Honey, this is fucking genius. You should be a rebrand professional in real life. That is an incredible idea.
Yo, we just rebranded the fuck out of Rock Johnson, baby.
That's crazy.
So, and after that, let's shoot low and say he only gets nominated for an Oscar.
How dare you? With an idea that good?
Okay, you're right. He wins the Oscar. Then he already had his choice of any film he'd ever even conceive of desiring.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now he starts to do the Philip Seymour Hoffman thing.
Well, this is what I was going to say, honey. That after he gets really skinny, he puts on a ton of weight, but not muscle.
Okay, what about William Howard Taft?
Damn! He goes right from freaking going super skinny in an Oscar bait movie about the Black Plague to playing Taft? Holy fuck, honey. And it would just be called
Taft.
Wow.
John C. Reilly plays whoever his vice president was.
Uh-huh.
P.T. Anderson fucking directs.
Shit! That's wild.
We
honey.
Only know Taft as a punchline. Because we're such a fat phobic society.
Right.
He couldn't fit in a bathtub, etc.
But this is going to, not only is it going to rebrand Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the Thespian Johnson, it's going to rebrand Taft itself.
It's like when Lincoln came out, how now when we think of Lincoln, we think of Daniel Day-Lewis's performance. We're going to think about big, beautiful Dwayne The Thespian Johnson.
Wow. Okay, honey, so I love where we're headed. You know, we have our two movies sort of lined up. The thing is, God bless The Rock, I've never seen him in a dramatic role. And how do we know he can do it?
There's a reason he's the only person who's actually gone from, like, professional wrestling to becoming a serious A-list actor is, like, his talent, and I don't even like necessarily admitting this, is fucking off the charts. The dude's charisma is wild. So I legitimately think he could do it.
Well, something that we talked about off the pod and now I'm bringing in the pod is that I think we should get him some coaching. And I think before he starts to lose the weight, whatever, because this is our Oscar push for him, right? We set up a docuseries with HBO where Dwayne The Rock Johnson goes to wherever the fuck Daniel Day-Lewis is living these days.
Okay, sure.
Siberia, where the hell he is.
Right.
As he's losing the weight, is taking acting lessons from Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
We are filming that for a docuseries called My Day with Daniel.
I have the perfect scene. You said Siberia.
Yes.
It's nighttime in Siberia.
I see it.
There are the Aurora Borealis.
Wow.
Twinkling in neon shades above them.
Ooh.
While Dwayne the Thespian Johnson and Daniel Day-Lewis dance, yes, naked, underneath the cosmic play of beauty.
Wow, that's gorgeous. And then as they're dancing, I can imagine that, I don't know what Daniel Day-Lewis's process is, but maybe he's whispering things into Dwayne the Thespian Johnson's ear that's sort of unlocking compartmentalized pieces of his past, maybe traumas he's never looked at. And their dance coalesces into Dwayne the Thespian Johnson collapsing into sobs, naked in the Siberian tundra or whatever the biome is. The Rock crumbles.
The Rock crumbles.
And the thespian is born from the rubble.
What emerges from the rubble is one of our greatest actors.
In this scenario, also, does Daniel Day-Lewis get to take on the nom de plume, The Rock? Like, do they trade? And he becomes Daniel The Rock Day-Lewis?
I think yes. And I think Daniel The Rock Day-Lewis is going to play Daniel The Rock Johnson in the biopic about The Rock.
And then Dwayne the Thespian Johnson will play some other person in The Rock's life.
You know what
he'll
do?
His father. He'll play his own father.
And Eddie Murphy style, he also plays his own mother. The other thing, we can utilize the knowledge that it's the Black Plague movie, which we need to come up with a name for it.
The Death of the Strong Man? Or maybe it could just be The Strong Man.
And the poster is him all withered.
Ugh, with a single spotlight on him. Like in the middle of a circus. You know, what is the dais in the circus that the fucking circus man stands
on? Yeah, the little mini symbol.
He's sitting on it. It's black and white. There's just a single light shown on him. Lots of shadow.
Yep.
And he's withering away.
And there's a rat in the corner because you know how the Black Plague was
spread by rats. Nice.
And that's the other thing. In the docuseries in Siberia, I also don't know if Aurora Borealis happens in Siberia. We fake it. We fake it. This is Hollywood, baby. Fucking, this is showbiz.
I like how we don't know if the Aurora Borealis is in there, if there are deserts or tundras or anything. We don't know anything about Dwayne the Rock Johnson, so we don't know anything
about it. Like all marketing experts, we're truly ignorant. In the preparation of the docuseries, there's going to be a lot. Daniel Day-Lewis is refusing to allow The Rock, formerly The Rock, now the thespian, to use running water. Mm. He has to eat like bugs and stuff, and, like old weird bread, because this is the Black Plague.
Oh.
So he's, in order to truly embody this method acting, he's going to have to exist in this time period, which again, I have no idea what time period it is.
Should I bring up some facts about the Black Death?
I don't know. I don't know that there were circuses then. I'm sure there were traveling entertainers. And I believe we've always loved...
1346 to 1353.
Yo, that's way earlier than I thought.
Same. I was... If you put a gun to my head, I would have been like 1800s?
Well, I thought it was 2010.
1346 to 1353.
Damn. And we're still...
Humans were alive back then?
And we're still talking about it. That's the difference between...
Staying power, baby. Exactly. Black Death had good marketing.
And that's the difference between now and then. That's what I'm saying. Like, we just found out there was an entire children's network based around the fact that one guy was in defeat. Nickelodeon.
Oh, right.
And we had like 20 minutes to deal with that. Previously, that would have taken 10 years for us to be able to wrap our heads around. Okay, I got two movie ideas. One, a Todd Haynes movie, but it's all mannequins.
Except for The Rock?
Yes. The Rock is going to be playing the voices of all the mannequins.
Wow.
Except for the only living person is going to be The Rock, and he's going to be voiced by Dakota Fanning. People will read the description and say, this cannot work, but Todd Haynes, master of cinema, is going to bring it to the finish line.
What is it going to be about, honey?
It's a mixture of the Charlie Kaufman puppet film Anomalisa and the 80s comedy Mannequin.
Honey, you're going to have to fill me in. I know nothing about that film.
The movie Mannequin is about a guy who loves this mannequin.
Done.
And then the mannequin comes to life. I've never seen it, but I think only he can see her. If he's an unreliable narrator, this is a movie about a profound psychotic break.
Sure.
And that's what we're really going to do with the new Mannequin.
This is a reboot of the 80s Mannequin, but with a dark psychological twist.
Starring Dwayne the Thespian Johnson.
And Dakota Fanning.
And Dakota Fanning.
As his voice. Okay, so that's after Taft.
Straight into Mannequin, and then we...
So need... it goes to Strongman, Taft, the Mannequin. We need another movie with a long title now. Maybe he's in a Wes Anderson joint.
Yeah, a straight to Netflix feature.
Alongside seven other Oscar winners.
Seven other Oscar winners that takes place on the moon.
Love it.
The set design of it is very two-dimensional. Who's that early filmmaker who did the...
Tonight.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, fuck. Georges Millet?
Yeah, Millet, yeah. So it's going to feel like a Millet movie. Adrian Brody, Bill Murray, Gene Hackman, Tilda Swinton.
Scarlett Johansson's probably in there.
Scary J's in there.
I bet it's called something like The Artifact in the Crater of the Moon.
Honey, I'm furious we didn't just write this instead of talking about it. Livid that we're giving these ideas away for free.
For free!
I'm legitimately tempted to leave my actual phone number in the description of this. Just in case The Rock or his people listen to this and have any semblance of understanding of the genius that is coming through. I mean, I say that humbly. I believe this is being channeled.
Okay, honey. It took me a second to register that you just said that. Who do you think we're channeling?
I think directly from God.
Well, this has given me greater ambitions for The Rock, for the thespian. I'm so sorry. I think because we're doing the docuseries on HBO, he gets an Emmy. We already are saying that he gets an Oscar. Uh-huh. I think we should go for the EGOT.
I think we get the EGOT done in 5 years.
So we need a Grammy and a Tony then.
Yeah, we need a Grammy. Well, we already talked early on. He's got a little bit of a voice.
Yes, he kind of sing raps in Moana. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is already Disney's boy. He wrote that song. Okay, so Lin-Manuel Miranda in this scenario goes back to Broadway.
I see what you're saying. We're going to get him
the Tony and the Grammy, honey.
And we're going to do it all in one fell swoop. We're going to get him a Grammy with the soundtrack to the play that he won the Tony for.
Holy fucking shit! Oh, he's closing his eyes. He's channeling.
It's going to be based on the life of Jane Goodall.
Is he playing Jane Goodall?
He's going to be playing Jane Goodall.
Wow!
Remember the buzz around when Cate Blanchett played Bob Dylan?
Yes, I do.
He's going to be the first man to capture that zeitgeist-level interest for this gender-swapping
musical rendition
of
Jane Goodall.
Yes. And it's
named Goodall. I just imagined a man in a photorealistic ape suit singing a ballad akin to Javert's iconic song from Les Mis before he takes his own life.
And you know what, honey?
Huh?
It's about deforestation and it's called Don't Take My Home.
Why do I feel emotional?
Because it's an emotional thing I just said.
Holy shit. You know, okay, you know what I love about
Holy
this?
Holy fucking shit.
You know what I love about this, honey? Is that I feel like what you're describing is that this musical, penned by Lin-Manuel Miranda, is actually centering the experience of the animals. And The Rock
yes.
is lending his star power
yes.
in a supporting role.
Yes. He is a steward for the monkey. Also, that Cate Blanchett, she's in that movie like 6% of the time. All he needs to do is right. come out unrecognizable.
And honey, you know what we freaking do? Off of the success of My Day with Daniel, the same documentary team does a behind the scenes about the creation of Don't Take My Home, right?
Yeah.
And in it,
yes.
the thespian is probably also producing this. He's going to be uplifting and showcasing this young talent. He's going to be bringing in the next generation. So he's also going to be, it's not going to be a puff piece, but it is going to showcase him as a mentor
yes.
and a steward of these young artists.
Yes.
But he is going to have the best song in the show.
Oh, yeah.
The song that everyone thinks about.
I know what it's
like,
going to be
Satisfied
called.
In Hamilton. What's it going to be called, honey?
Jane.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Do people get Grammys from soundtracks of musicals?
They do motherfucking now.
Unless Don't Take My Home is such a smash hit. It is immediately optioned for a feature film.
Mmm.
That Dwayne, the thespian Johnson, his directorial debut, and he stars in it again as Jane.
Having just acted under the tutelage of some of our greatest modern directors.
Yes, he was learning the whole time. Dwayne the thespian Johnson doesn't rest on his laurels.
No.
He learns and he grows and he evolves. Hardest worker there is.
How do you think you got those big, beautiful arms? So we just throw super producers, Hit Boy, Boy Wonder. We let DJ Premier produce a track. Some like true sort of hip hop legends to uh-huh. give it the credibility right. that it requires.
Mm-hmm. So then he gets the EGOT.
He got the EGOT.
And then he changes his name to Dwayne the EGOT Johnson.
Is it an acronym? Is it separated by periods? Or is it just EGOT?
Well, the EGOT is an acronym.
It is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is he taking on the acronym as a name? Or is he replacing Douglas with the name EGOT?
Is there an acronym for him, a bespoke acronym with those letters? Entertaining, gorgeous, outrageous, unique, tremendous.
Wait, unique?
I've been watching too much Drag Race. I started doing cunt.
And then after that, I think run for the presidency.
Do
I don't
that.
Think you go anywhere after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we'll save that for another episode, honey. If people love Dwayne the Thespian Johnson, maybe we'll rebrand him as a presidential candidate.
Especially given his role of Taft. His understanding of governmental law at this point will probably come into
play. So we're going to use the canon of this episode to influence that one, in theory.
I think that's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for this episode of Rebrand.
And I'm Mort Burke. Go ahead and email us any suggestions you might have for the show at rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com. The name of our Discord, which you should also go follow, is Rebrand the Pod.
Do we have an Instagram or a TikTok or anything?
We don't yet, but we probably will. We're working on it.
Thank you so much for listening.
I am but one man with a devastating case of attention deficit disorder.
He got a big old grin on his face while he said it.
It's crippling.
Well, thank you, honey, for everything that you do.
Thank you, honey, for being incredible.
I love you.
I love you so much.
And we love you, listeners.
We're in love with you.
We're in love with you.
Goodbye.
Rebrand.